From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Fighting rages on the western edges of the Syrian city of Aleppo. Rebels are trying to split a Russian-backed government force, laying siege to the eastern half of the city. Monitors say at least 41 civilians have been killed in the latest offensive. Syria's state news agency Sana said 35 people were suffering from the effects of toxic gases. Authorities say 5 explosions Sunday left at least 17 people dead and 60 wounded in Baghdad. A car bomb hit a popular market in Hurriya, a predominantly Shiite district, killing at least 10 people and wounding more than 30. Officials, police, and hospital authorities said improvised explosive devices killed 3 people and wounded 10 at a market in Baghdad's Sha'ab neighborhood.
Noi ricostruiremo tutto.
Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi is promising to rebuild parts of central Italy after Sunday's 6.6 magnitude earthquake. No one was killed Sunday, but at least 20 minor injuries were reported. Many people had already fled the area after an August quake killed about 300 people. Large boulders, rock slides blocked several highways, completely cutting off some villages from the outside. Saudi Arabia says it foiled a plot to bomb a World Cup 2018 qualifying match earlier this month. Authorities say a terrorist cell consisting of 4 foreigners had planned to set off an explosion in Jeddah during an October 11th match with a team from the United Arab Emirates. Another group had planned an attack on police officers in Shakra province. All of the suspects were captured by police before they were able to carry out their attacks. This is VOA News.